Good evening. This is Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and I am especially excited about our show this evening. These last 7 months have been daunting for all of us, and so too especially for the arts venues, and the artists who suddenly couldn't share their work, their words, or their art with their community. So it's both exciting and inspiring to see Art House, a new 1,650-square-foot arts gallery opening in downtown Allentown. My guests tonight are Jane Heft, chair of the Allentown Arts Commission, and Deborah Brubinsky, Art House Gallery director and curator. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, Kate. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, it's great to have you both with us. And I'm this gallery is quite the buzz. Everyone's really excited. You had a ribbon cutting, in fact, just a few weeks ago in September, did you not?
We did. It was fantastic. It was really a good experience, and everybody really obeyed the social distancing, and it was a great, I have to tell you, with everything and all the closings, I think the city really needed a celebration like that. And, nothing better than the arts to bring kind of a diverse and neat group of people together.
Exactly. And it's interesting. It was also partly held outside. I mean, I think it just looked wonderful to see that kind of life, the speakers, the energy, and then moving into the gallery, the art. Yeah, something we really needed right now.
We decided to do the outside so there was a place that we could control the numbers of people into the gallery. Mm. And we were definitely keeping a count of 25 people maximum. And yet there was a place for everyone. There was tables outside, and they were spread at a distance so people could communicate with each other. And I think that was one of the most inspiring points of us not being together, just that feeling of being inspired by everybody's excitement.
The project itself, I could see that at the ribbon cutting, it was very collaborative. A lot of partnerships went into this, a lot of collaborating with not only the artists themselves, but within the city. Could you speak to us a little bit about how that came about? What inspired that?
This was a great and probably a model collaboration between the private sector, our developer, the city, and a retail shop owner, the Arts Commission, all of us together and the artists, because with the hardships of the retailers and things right now and things closing, there's, a few store vacancies and things have happened. And we were lucky enough, first of all, to have Refine right next door, who are fantastic managers and home furnishings. And they're very good friends with Deborah and the Arts Commission. And there was a vacancy two doors down, and we had got discussed the City Center to see if they would allow us to do a pop-up art gallery there with the intention to keep this there permanently. And they jumped at the idea. They said, as long as, we can get everything together with the city, with the zoning, Refine was allowed to kind of, their business license could cover the space. We got insurance for it to make sure all the artists' works are covered because, again, it's an adjacent space. And the city is going to help us in the future. We'd like to work this into part of our kind of funding to help work on this and have this community space, because it's truly a community space. So it's great. We got, City Center is covering our rent and utilities for 6 months. Hopefully we'll have it at a nonprofit reduced rate to further it. And the city did a fantastic job backing us and getting the commission involved and Refined. And Deborah and John Clark have really been spearheading, running the gallery day to day.
And John Clark is of Refine, and Refine itself as a store or a shop has always featured arts and artists. I mean, so the connection makes sense.
Yeah, that was fantastic. And Deborah and John are very close already. They actually do a lot of the curation for the downtown properties as well. So they do a fantastic job, the residential buildings and things.
Deb, speaking to that, knowing that this was going to work, that this was going to happen, and you were putting together the inaugural exhibition. The exhibition is Transformation Decoded: Unimagined Possibilities. What inspired you? What were you looking for? What's the exhibit about?
Well, the transformation part is something we're all going through, I think, worldwide. well, from COVID to even nature at this time. And I looked at how what in an artist's inspiration, they're always changing and palettes changing. So how do the unimaginable possibilities is a positive feel of how we express ourselves, especially artists at a time when it's difficult. And a lot of great art comes out of that passion. And Bruce Waldman is also a partner in this. And he has the W Collection, which is a Cuban art collection. We will be featuring a Cuban artist each exhibition as well. And so knowing I had many languages I wanted to cover because I also have a very diversified cultural show as well with Khalil and Casper and our Cuban artists. So it's one of these very exciting things. Casper is an emerging artist. He's in his 20s. He's recalling back to some abstract expressionism. He's using vibrancy in his color and stroke to really talk about contemporary mythology, European mythology, and he has produced his own icons and asking who represents God in a certain way. And he's looking at fashion, industry, and then we have Santiago, which is our Cuban artist that is a master artist and has had over 50 museum shows and has been collected internationally. And his starts out about a blessing. And it's very related into Afro-Cuban religion and his mythology. So I was calling upon our faith, our inner visions, and Khalil, I used his sculptures in the show. So the figures into the painting actually fall into these visions on the floor. And there's these long, tall, elegant sculptures of figures and pure white rubbed gesso wood. And they're just gorgeous pieces of sculpture so that you're wandering in a different place in a different time. And I guess I wanted to give the inspiration of change and time and place and everybody else to find their way through that.
I was going to ask, what do you see, you know, moving forward in that balance of, or that conversation between local emerging artists here in the Valley and more established or visiting artists in the gallery's work?
I feel I want to give everybody an opportunity, but I also want to have an educational component with every exhibition. So there's something of, there will be a very, usually a master artist, emerging artist, and I feel that I will be working with as well local artists that are international artists that happen to live here, and emerging artists so that I can start some exchanges and some dialogues for our artists to have the ability to leave this community and do an exchange with another gallery. So whether it's in Philadelphia or Detroit, so I may bring in a Detroit artist so that I can place one of our artists in another gallery.
So offering them that opportunity too to be seen and to grow.
Yeah. And that's part of the vision, is to also have some workshops on how to write a proposal and, you know, just little things to refine artists' skills, to also embed their careers and grant writing and things of that nature. So we're really looking as a community gallery to really work with our artists to what their needs are, and we will be listening to what they say they need as well.
What was the response in the community? I was just going to say, when I would think, especially given the moment we're living in, and especially that you were talking about an exhibit that might reflect some of that energy and what we're dealing with, what was the response from the local arts community? I'm sure it had to be very positive.
I think the most was the excitement. I think the excitement of a gallery opening again, because all our visual components are closed down, our theaters are closed down, most of our music venues are closed down. To be able to artistically come together and just feel that presence was exhilarating, just exhilarating. And it was all levels of people here, all different people.
Something was really cool with Ron and John said there was a couple kids came by on a skateboard and they wanted to go inside because the gallery was very present, and they just, you know, picked up their skateboards and walked around and looked and kind of absorbed. And having it down on a street level like that was really neat. And, you know, that was a really special moment for him because it was kids that you wouldn't expect to walk into the gallery. So it's really becoming more of that neat hub. And we don't really have a visitor center per se for the arts down here, and we have such strong institutions that we want to use this, you know, to have kind of as a key area, to, as a directory to kind of know where Symphony is and know about the, you know, the art museum and civic theater, to have that kind of central space. And Deborah's also going to be curating, you know, having smaller items like jewelry, and she's getting some scarves in and things that are good for gifts. And so there's more attainably priced items as well as, you know, higher end kind of things.
It's such a bright, visible space. I can see, and the interior is so beautifully set up and visible from the street. It's exciting.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. It really is.
Jane has to say the same thing. Even being in here and people walking through, their response and their surprise, and it's almost as if for a moment it's like, oh, there's just a place for me to be, just to be for a moment, and then go back to what we have to deal with. And I think art is so transforming that is one of the miracles about it, that we're all dealing with life and death, and yet when you come in here, you have that moment of anything's possible again.
You're listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY 88.1. We've been speaking with Jane Heff, chair of the Allentown Arts Commission, and Deborah Rubinsky, director of Allentown's new Art House Gallery. We'll be right back after this short break.
This is Operations Director Neil Heaver inviting you to join us as a new member, renew your membership, or add in an extra gift during this, our fall membership drive. There's two ways to do it. You can call 610-758-8810. That number is available 24 hours a day. You can also go online 24 hours a day to wdiy.org. Our basic membership starts at $60 and goes up from there. You can also make a pledge that is taken out of your account each month. We call it an evergreen contribution. It could be $5, $10, $20, whatever is comfortable for you. This fall, we are supporting the Second Harvest Food Bank, care of Valley National Financial Advisors. For every $100 we receive, Second Harvest Food Bank is able to provide an additional 21 meals to people here in the Lehigh Valley in need. Again, our number, 610-758-8810, or online at wdiy.org. And as always, we say thank you.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY 88.1. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and tonight we're talking with Jane Heff, chair of the Allentown Arts Commission, and Deborah Rubinsky, director of the exciting new Art House Gallery in downtown Allentown. And we've been speaking about the gallery itself, the exciting exhibit right now, Transformation Decoded, Unimagined Possibilities, curated by Deborah Rubinsky and operator John Clark. But I want to just back up for a moment, and Jane, the Allentown Arts Commission was an important partner in this project. Tell us a little bit more about what else the Arts Commission has been doing downtown, or in the Valley, really, in Allentown.
Oh, great. I would love to. We're lucky that for the past year and a half, I think we've gotten incredible city support and city council support on actually giving us, allowing us to have funds to really present more for public projects and public, you know, projects that would reach more people and really add more vibrancy to the city. And this gallery, you know, was a great step right now. And, you know, we had to deal with, you know, kind of the closings, but the gallery, first of all, was an easy way that we can get in and have people visit, because you can be by yourself in a gallery. You don't need to go in with somebody else. You don't need to stand right next to somebody. So it seemed like a natural progression. Mm-hmm. And the other things that we're able to do with the funding right now is murals. And that's another thing that we're allowed, you know, we can hire local artists, and we're using international artists, and popping up a few new, very large-scale murals throughout the city. And we're really hoping to kind of slowly get this as people come back to work, that they're going to enter a much more vibrant area. There's a new school going, a merged school of two school districts that are in the center city, really. And when these kids come back to school, they're going to come back and to be welcomed by a gigantic 50-foot mural of children reading storybooks and very Alice in Wonderland kind of type. So it's going to be neat for them to have their own space. And we're really trying to build neighborhoods and do projects. We're going to be lighting up the sculptures. It's another project we're doing this year. So we're really trying to make a big effort at permanent pieces that can really reach a lot of people. And I think that's our big goal for the next 2 years, is really do that while we're, you know, trying to help the institutions through their, you know, what they're suffering with right now.
I've asked other guests that, you know, in these last few months being what they are, why don't we just wait till it's over? Why is it so important in the midst of this, when it's so difficult to be together, to gather safely? Why does it seem more important than ever that we feed ourselves with the arts and that we celebrate the arts?
I think now, right now, I mean, art is a proved healing method. We all know that. You know, it's been around forever. The art of, you know, hieroglyphics and mural painting and everything, it tells stories, and it has people kind of take time to reflect. So it's a natural, I mean, if you're walking down the street briskly, and along a blank wall, you'll walk at a certain mile per hour. And then if you're walking and there happens to be a mural, it shows that there's tests that it actually slows your gait down so that it kind of gives your mind more time to relax. And it's really a healing process. We see just every mural that pops up. We see the neighborhoods across the street. Our 8th Street mural project is a gateway mural. And you can see the neighbors come out, and they're very proud of it. Mm-hmm. And they're, you know, they'll come out of their houses, sit on their front steps, and just stare at the mural. And you can tell this, you know, they're proud that this is their neighborhood. So it's bringing back that pride that we need, that people have been so shut down. And I think the arts especially, it's, you know, going through all the different times right now. I mean, it's not just COVID. We're going through, a civil times, all kinds of different things. And the arts is probably one of the strongest pieces of diversity that really, it just raises diversity and celebrates it. And everyone is accepted. And there's probably not another thing, you know, that really, there is no wall. You know, there's no diversity wall in the arts. You know, it's just everybody coming together and everyone really joining. So it heals in a lot of ways. And I think now we also launched the Arts Commission, the Art of Encouragement Project. So it's a way of us giving grants for artists to do work, almost like the New Deal back in the day. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, just our way of giving them work, because they were so shut down during the COVID that they didn't have buyers and things. So, you know, and that's just starting to be released, the funds now. And we've selected, I think we're probably about 25 different people applied. And you had to be an Allentown resident, live or work in Allentown. But it was a way to give funds back to the artists, as not just a typical grant where there was other grants available. This was funds to do projects and work so that their benefit would also kind of create a benefit for other people as well, just to view and see the work and have fun. So
and for the community, the WPA and the arts, that's a great parallel, and that achieved that at the time as well, bringing arts to the people.
Right.
Yeah, Deb. Right. Deb, given that, you know, as you look forward, having now this space to work with in the middle of the community, very visible, very appealing. What kind of conversations do you want to kind of encourage as you move forward with the exhibits and the artists? And what kind of diversity are you imagining?
I'm imagining lots of different exhibitions from moving forward to, you know, we're going to be having a graffiti pop art show, really looking at the 80s in our next exhibition, and artists from that period that are working, and which is again my thing to art history, but also artists in this area that are international and as well as emerging, and the difference between Cuban pop art and American pop art. So that's one of the exhibitions coming up. We are going to do a Black History show with probably six artists of all different backgrounds, and then we're going to, I'm trying to use my graffiti show to bounce into a summer, very contemporary projection type of extreme art of 2020+, where they're using reconforming computers to do different art forms. And so I'm going to be using one point to jump into another. And so I'm also inviting college students to be able to use this as a classroom, as well as high school students. We're looking to do little meet and greets, and once our restrictions are up, is dinner parties in the gallery and conversations with artists. So it's going to be a quite active space, as well as the musicians are going to have a place, and I'm hoping to also emerge most disciplines of art at times.
It's really exciting.
I'm super excited. I just wanted to chime in about Deb. You know, she's really doing a wonderful job of creating really, like, provocative, neat shows. I'm super excited for the next one, and I think this one closes October 31st, right? That night's going to be fun. Yeah.
And we're talking about doing a pumpkin carving call with artists to bring pumpkins that are carved, and we're going to light them that night, and people can purchase a pumpkin, an artist pumpkin that night, and the money goes back to the artist. Just to have this excitement visually outside on the street, and we're talking about having possible tarot card readers and Barnaby Rue come in and do an action piece. And he's talking about becoming Helen Frankenthaler for the day. And he has done that for the New York Halloween Parade every year for the last, I think, 15 years. And this will be the first year that New York's not doing the Halloween Parade. So and Allentown's not doing a parade. We thought we wanted to do a safe distancing event, where it'll go from 2:00 in the afternoon to 8 p.m. in the evening. And that's like one of those little pop-ups I'm talking about. But we're also going to be doing some marketing for artists. We're also really going to try to work with career building, getting into collections and helping artists that we're working with. And with Casper, this show, we were able to get him a Wikipedia page. We were able to get him a website. We're and with Santiago, his daughter-in-law is now going to be on the board of directors at the Allentown Art Museum. Things like this is part of our exchange in the community. And John has been an exceptional part of working with me. First of all, going to studios, picking work together, and I really want to nod to John's generosity and his eye. So,
sadly, almost out of time. I was going to say what particularly excites me listening to this is the sense that, Jane, as you said, there's arts institutions in Allentown that the commission serves or helps, but the idea that, Jane, Deb, what you're creating here is this crossroads, this kind of common community art space that's an incubator, a generator, a home, a room, a welcoming place. That's something we needed. I'm not sure we knew we needed, but now that it's there.
Well, I feel like the artists will keep giving me directions on what they need, and they'll keep me, if I go astray, they believe me, the criticism always comes back, you know that. and yet that's sometimes really good. And, you know, so that I'm, again, conscious that this is a community gallery as well as an exhibition and sales space. And it will also help, I will help work with collectors on how to find artists as well. So there'll be private dinners talking about how to collect and what to collect and why you're collecting. And bring in certain artists to talk about their work so that the collectors can meet someone one-on-one and not in an art opening, which is sometimes very difficult to get to speak to an artist.
Well, this has been fascinating. We've been speaking with Jane Heft, the chair of the Allentown Arts Commission, Deborah Binsky, the gallery director and curator for the new Art House Gallery, located at the ground floor of 2 City Center at 645 West Hamilton Street in the heart of downtown Allentown. The newest gallery and the most exciting new project we're in downtown Allentown right now. Thank you, ladies. We look forward
to
Halloween
you.
And to October 31st.
Yeah.
And wish you
Thank
much
you.
Luck.